Come on in, my friends. They got a lot of stuff to say on the Shakespeare Soufflé with Kim and Ken and the kids and the cat and you and me. Everybody is welcome to stay on the Shakespeare Soufflé.
Hi, this is Shakespeare Soufflé number 20.
Yes.
August 16th, 2005.
Is this the real beginning to our
This
podcast?
Is the real beginning. We're going to play the other beginning later.
Which is a fake beginning.
Which is the fake beginning.
Which was the awkward fake beginning.
Which was the awkward
and
fake beginning.
And everyone was embarrassed.
And because why? Why was it awkward, Fiona?
Because there was a camera people in here.
Yeah.
There were some really nice camera people from our local news station who were totally friendly and put us at ease.
Yeah.
But then they turned on the lights and cameras.
And it's really weird to have a camera in your face.
Yeah.
When you're trying to, okay, one, two, three, now, podcast.
Do that skit. And they're like, do that thing you did. Do that skit you were telling us about. And okay, it was just really weird.
It was,
I know.
But you know what? It's cool, and hopefully people listening right now saw us on the news. Or will see us on the news. And they're going to be like, woohoo, interesting. And,
We're probably gonna have, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah, it'll probably only be 2-3 seconds.
As long as
they
don't actually play what we said.
Right. When we were practicing.
So what happened was, they came here, it was two guys. It was the producer and the videographer.
Yeah.
And they
sometimes referred to as a cameraman.
Sometimes referred to as a cameraman.
We should have asked him.
So, and he interviewed Kim. And, you know, Kim sat down here in this chair, and they had the bright lights on you, and the producer was asking you questions.
And I couldn't hear anything I was saying. I was just babbling, so I don't know if I made
sense.
You did make sense.
That was really cool. That was really good.
Because he looks at you, and he says, like, what do you think about this? And you just go, yeah.
No, you did fine.
Okay.
And then I sat on the other side of the room.
But far too many times, we just kept saying, because it's fun. It's a fun family activity. It's fun. It's so much fun. It's a great family
fun
kind of thing.
Well,
why do
they
we do it? Because it's fun.
Like Fiona said, they're only going to use a few seconds of it, probably.
It's not that fun that we had to say it 30 times. I guess we just wanted to.
Why the heck do we do this?
Right. I guess, the real reason we do it is because
it's fun.
We have no life, and it's fun. No, no. I don't know. I think it is fun. I think it is a hobby.
I think it's another extension of blogging.
Yeah, it's a means of expression.
It's a means of expression, and it's something that all of us can do together.
And what Fiona said, what you said before, was that people like to listen to how other people live and kind of feel like they know people and see what their lives are like. And
I didn't say that because I, like...
It froze.
Yeah, I just was frozen.
but in reality, that's why we listen to other podcasts, right?
Chub Creek.
We listen to Chub Creek for that reason.
I mean, I feel like I know those guys.
Yeah, I know. It's like they're your next-door neighbors, your friends or something. And even, like, listening to Adam Curry, when I first used to listen to him, I felt like every day I felt like I was having a chat with my brother on the phone.
Yeah.
It's like I know every little thing about his...
Yeah.
And then not every little thing, but, you know, I still can't believe that Adam Curry doesn't know me, because I feel like I know him so well, you know what I mean? And it is good.
But he might know us, because he might listen to our podcast.
Well, he's mentioned us on his show a couple times, but we never talked about wife swap.
That's fine.
We have to talk about wife swap.
We have to talk.
Yeah.
I wanted to just narrate what they did.
All right, we'll talk about
then,
wife swap.
And then they interviewed me on the other side of the room. They had the bright lights on me, and they asked me some questions.
Couch.
And it's really weird to like have somebody ask you questions.
I know, they just asked me one question. I'm like,
it's technical
fun.
Stuff.
Yeah, because I'm the geek.
And you didn't mention Podcast-O-Matic, which you should have done since you created that...
I should have.
...that program. Ken created a program called Podcast-O-Matic, which I think we've mentioned on this show before, which helps automate your...
Podcast.
And it has been used extensively around the world by many podcasters.
Yeah. By the workers...
of the podcast.
Workers.org.
Okay.
Persian good. Football.
It's good.
And,
uh-huh.
And good. Who else? Somebody else. Oh, some NPR thing, right?
This American Life?
Yeah. Or somebody yeah. who pod- somebody turns who, This American yeah, Life somebody into a who, podcast.
Yeah.
Which is kind of handy. I wish I
yeah.
knew that.
And then they had us, okay, now, podcast. And they, like,
that's
we set up.
Things broke down.
Yeah,
that's
we set I'm up and we, like, acted like we were doing a podcast.
And we had nothing to say.
And we had nothing to say, like, less than we normally
we're gonna
do.
We're going to play it, right? So,
yeah, we're going to okay. play it. So.
We're going to play us being dorky.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Liam's really tired, too. And you want to curl up over there, buddy? Go ahead. Go curl up over there. I think part of the problem was just that we, when we knew they were coming, we sort of mentally froze because we couldn't think of anything that would be cool enough to podcast about
yeah.
in front of the world or at least the 7 million Chicagoans. So we just kind of didn't want to think about it. And then when it came time to, that's like a classic unprepared thing. Okay. I mean, usually we just wing it like we're doing now and it's just fun and organic and natural, but it's hard to be organic and natural. When
someone's telling you to be
a
natural,
prepared type thing,
pretend
is
the
happening.
Camera's not here,
right? Yeah, and we're just like, okay,
yeah.
So
and he kept saying, he's like, pretend the camera's not here. Like,
well, that was after Liam was waving at the camera,
yeah,
did everything except for say hi, mom.
He's waving at the camera, but like, whenever they would answer a question, they'd look all over up and down and at their feet and to the left and the right. But it was still fun, it was an experience,
yeah, it was kind of cool.
And I would like to personally thank all of my homies, my girlfriends out there from the PMS Club who came over today and helped me clean my house just for the camera crew.
Yes, that was very nice.
I had like 4 or 5 friends come over. It's just this thing we do where we help clean each other's houses.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, emergency or just, you know, it's a social thing. And it's really weird, but it works really well.
That's good. Yeah, the place is sparkly.
It sparkles.
I see sparkles.
That's why nobody can move or touch anything.
Yeah.
Even the fact that people have come into the apartment and destroyed it already makes me... No, I'm sorry. But anyway, so they were great guys. And it'll be on next Tuesday if you happen to be in the Chicago area. We're very excited,
mm-hmm.
and we probably will be on for 3 seconds.
And next Tuesday would be what?
What's the dumbest thing you said? Because I have a theory that the dumbest thing I said will be what's on. The dumbest thing I said was, it's just fun, it's fun. So that's what's going
to
be on.
Well, the dumbest thing I think was when we were trying to podcast for the camera.
Okay.
That was...
Yeah, because I kept looking over at you, and usually you're there with a line, and you're just, like, all pale, and you're smiling at me with, like, clenched teeth, like... Mm-hmm. Right, Ken?
Mm-hmm.
So, that was kind of dumb, but we did.
So maybe they'll just, like, do, like, a quick pan by and
maybe
do shows.
The reporter will talk over that part, like, the local podcast, blah, 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 and they'll just show us babbling as if we had something. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe they'll be talking while we're talking and make us not make any noise. I hope that.
Well, why don't we play some of the stuff from...
Sure, let's try it.
Let's play the fake podcast.
Let's play the fake podcast. Okay. Welcome to Shakespeare's Soufflé. It's August 16th, 2005.
Show 20! Yeah.
This is our 20th show. And to celebrate...
We brought a camera crew in.
Yeah. So if we seem kind of awkward and don't know what to say, it's just because there's lights in our face, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I can really bear to play of that, that fake podcast part. But I will play a little bit more of... the actual interview, so you can hear me say how fun everything is. Listen in.
Tell me, why do you podcast, and what's so unique about it for you?
Well, I think the reason everybody podcasts is different. A lot of people podcast to get a message out there or to share music that they've done. But the reason we podcast, I think, is just sort of like a family hobby. It's something fun to do, and it's a really great way to connect with people all over the country, sort of similar to blogs, which are still popular. That's sort of why I do it. And I guess you'd have to ask the rest of my family.
How did you
hold up?
Train.
Let the train go by here.
And after that goes by, there'll be a plane.
Planes we can deal with today.
Okay.
let's try it again.
Okay.
Yep.
How did you discover podcasting?
Funny you should ask, Jason. I was in the Congo observing wildlife species that I'm interested in, such as the rhino, when my colleague turned to me and said, "Have you heard of this podcasting thing? It's rather interesting. You can record your..." I didn't have anything smart to say to that question. I discovered it because Ken told me about it. That's what I said.
Do you think that maybe... There's been obviously a lot of stories or talk in the news about how technology and computers have taken maybe the family unit apart and torn people away individually into their rooms. But do you think now it's coming full circle and bringing
people together?
Together and how? Why?
I guess that's interesting. I never thought about it before. For us, it's I do believe it also takes people apart, like playing computer games and stuff. But something like podcasting is not a passive pastime. It requires cooperation and to some extent planning, depending on what you're doing. And it's kind of like almost like a fireside chat scenario where you're sitting around and it brings us together and we communicate, our family's able to listen to it. And I think it can bring people together, especially podcasting. People can talk to each other on a level that's not very commercial. It's almost as personal as a phone call. There's a lot of interacting going on between people, and it's not quite as flat as a blog where you're just reading a text. It's more interactive than that, so it's nice.
You could tell it's a riveting interview, right? They're just eating it up at this point. Wait till you hear what Ken has to say.
What do you think the future is for podcasting?
I think it'll be easier for people to use, like blogging is. Now, in the past few years, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, you had to be a geek to be able to blog. But now you can just sign up for free service and blog very easily. I think in the future it'll be that easy for podcasting. You just turn on a program and your podcast is out there to the world.
Clearly, we were eloquent and well-spoken, and we enunciated and spoke up and had really good posture, and nobody interrupted, and trains and planes and coughing children and squeaky chairs didn't happen. Or maybe they'll make it seem that way in post-production. Whatever. As long as it works for them. Do you remember for a while I was planning on being a teacher?
Yes.
And I hope to someday also become a teacher when the kids have grown up again.
Yes.
And I'm very close to it.
You are currently a teacher.
Well, that's true. I hope to become a certified teacher. At the moment, though, I am just a home teacher. But anyway, when I was studying to be a teacher, I remember this philosopher. What is he? He's a... oh, God. What is the word for it? What are they called? Shrinks?
Psychologist?
Psychologist. Erik Erikson wrote about the 8 stages of man. And we're in a stage right now that I think is particularly interesting.
The stage of memory loss?
Yes, exactly. And that's actually the next stage. Oh, I think we're getting close to it. Anyway, there's 8 stages, and one of them has to do with politics for me. So, are you going to make me read all 8 stages?
Would you like me to?
Okay, you tell me. You tell us about the 8 stages.
Well, the first stage, Erik Erikson, 8 stages of man, and presumably woman.
Yeah, women, we have separate stages. We're not in the same. Go ahead.
Menopause, is that one of them?
Yeah, right.
Trust, number one, trust versus mistrust, infancy.
Mm-hmm.
2, autonomy versus shame, doubt.
Okay, that's so...
toddler.
So basically when you're a baby, if people are trustworthy towards you and take care of your needs, you're happy. And mm-hmm. you learn to trust the world. When you're a toddler, if you're given a chance to have a little bit of freedom...
You're starting to get some autonomy.
And will and stuff like that,
like
then you're okay.
Feeding yourself maybe, or driving yourself to the pool.
Climbing on the edge of fences and trees and stuff. Okay.
3, initiative versus guilt, early childhood.
Okay, so you're a kid and you want to start stuff and complete it on your own.
You want to make breakfast.
Right.
4, competence versus inferiority, middle childhood. tying your shoes. You're off a bit.
Yeah. You want to be really good at stuff. Yeah, you know, the multiplication tables. If you can do it, then you're great.
Okay. Now,
if not, then you start to feel like, oh, I'm not as good as everybody. And you feel bad.
5, identity versus confusion, adolescence.
Typical.
Yeah, typical.
Teen stuff.
Teens.
That's mean. Teens are not screwed up.
Am I wrong? Well,
they're struggling with their identity.
They're struggling.
Right.
Okay.
That's a positive.
Okay,
look at it.
We'll put it down.
Eric put a good spin on all these, by the way.
Number 6, intimacy.
At least I can read. Intimacy?
Intimacy.
Versus isolation.
Young adult.
Right. So you're searching for your mate when you're a young adult. Okay, now get to us. This is the good one. It's actually not the most exciting
7.
One.
Old age. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 7. Generativity versus stagnation.
Okay.
Middle adult.
What's that mean?
I was hoping you would explain it.
I could.
Well,
it means...
generativity meaning you're generating something, you're creating.
Right. You're at your peak as far as output. You're working hard. You're contributing. You might have a family. You're contributing to the world through your job or through your art. And you're giving back to the world what it's given to you. You're productive. What's the alternative?
Stagnation.
Your stagnation. Yeah. And let's do the old age one before we talk about
8. The 8th and final stage of man.
Uh-huh.
That we know of.
Right. Besides afterlife.
Integrity versus despair. Old age.
Okay, so at that point you're reflecting on your life.
Reflecting on your past.
And you're really PO'd if you had it. Not a very good life or not a productive life. But if you had a good life, then you're thinking, hey, I did okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're at the stage where we're supposed to be productive. And we are, in a lot of ways, productive. We kick out 2 podcasts a month, for example.
Cranking them out.
Sometimes 4. But politically speaking, I've been stagnant. There's a part of my life that's stagnant, and that is political activism, which is something that I always wanted to stay up on. And I guess I feel like so many things have been going on in the U.S. lately, and I don't really feel content with them, and I don't really know what to do, because after the elections, when we were all kind of excited about changing things, and it just sort of bombed, I think a lot of people just said, that's it, I can't really make an impact on the world, so why bother? And you and I talk about politics a lot, but we don't always do it on the podcast, so I thought today would be good.
We never talk about it on the podcast.
So what kind of things bother you about the state of the U.S. today?
Oh.
Just, you know, succinctly. The economy.
The economy.
We're, like, losing all our jobs.
Yeah. The economy is in the toilet.
Is it a recession?
I think we had...
We're coming out
of
a recession.
The way I've heard economists explain it is we had a very brief recession.
Okay.
In 2001. And all the way... coming from then to now has
been recovery. Okay.
But it's been a slow recovery. Not, you know, a minimal number of jobs have been created, barely keeping up with the population.
Well, how could there be jobs created when we've really pretty much taken all our industries out of the country, or, you know, the majority of the industries?
We still do have an economy. I mean, it's...
Obviously.
The size of our country... is growing at such a rate that even as we add, you know, if we get, you know, X thousand people more come to this country or come of age, there's going to be a number of jobs that are created automatically. But
how? I mean, what do you mean? Just because you come to the country, you come of age, they create jobs for you?
No, but just because that you need, you know, for a society to function, you need to have a certain number of people doing...
Right,
you know, things like driving buses and
that's true.
And fixing
the... So the kind of jobs that will be in the future are like infrastructure and mega corporation, like services.
I think, yeah, services that have to be face-to-face services, infrastructure,
and that's
you know, like plumbers and you know, people working on streets and stuff. But even face-to-face services like McDonald's, you think that... Oh, well, at least there'll be people still working at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily so. Now they're McDonald's is finding out ways to outsource.
Right. I've heard about
taking
that.
Taking orders. You order a Big Mac at McDonald's, and it's not going to be the guy in the McDonald's taking the order. It's going to be a guy in New Delhi taking your order, typing in his computer, and it's going to get sent back over the internet to that McDonald's. So they can get rid of a couple of people there taking orders.
Wow. Okay, so there's the economy, which is not always... I mean, there's only so many jobs that can be created with those type of systems when we're losing so much industry.
Right, and our government is encouraging job loss by encouraging things like CAFTA.
By allowing big corporations to get tax breaks and to save money by going to other countries.
To give tax breaks to companies already... turning huge profits to export our jobs with things like CAFTA.
Yeah. So that bums me out. Okay, then there's this whole civil rights thing, right? I mean, and personal rights and things. That's all kind of decaying ever since the days of the terrorism. I mean, they keep talking about, I don't even want to go into it. It's just crazy. But that's another big one. So, and then what else is there? That's so disturbing. But like you said, it seems like Bush keeps doing almost the exact opposite of what seems right in every scenario. Can you come up with an example?
Yeah. Well,
recent example.
I think CAFTA was a good one. The Patriot Act.
Who's the guy he promoted with the mustache?
Oh, John Bolton.
Yeah, he just did that like once Senate was out on recess.
He's supposed to get the Congress's approval.
Yeah.
On appointments to ambassadors. He's an ambassador to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a loophole where when they're not in session...
In an emergency situation.
Not necessarily emergency. When they're not in session, he's allowed to appoint this person.
Right.
And he basically waited till they were out of session and then appointed them.
So it's why is there that right loophole there?
Like you say, it's probably there for an emergency.
Okay, so and it's never been used... blatantly like that before.
I don't
think
it's been used
that. So all these little things have combined to make us, and I think the average liberal-minded person
that
really
has no respect for other people's opinions.
Uh-huh.
You get that impression that...
Well, because Bolton, he promoted a guy that didn't respect the UN and says the UN is BS, and then he's promoting the guy to be the head.
Now, this is the guy who said that
ambassador.
The UN would be better off without the top
UN
10...
US.
He said that the UN would be better off without the top 10 stories of the building.
So,
and he's very anti-UN.
And arrogant. And
He's arrogant.
Okay. All of these factors and things of this nature combine to make people feel powerless, angry, and not even trusting in our government. Mm-hmm. Not even trusting that they'll do the right thing. Then you kind of get to the point, like, I feel like there's not much we can do. But then there are a lot of things going on.
There's a lot that you can do.
There's a lot going on that you can at least get educated about. That's the first step, right? Get educated about what's happening. Because, like you said before, you've talked to people on the train or at work or something about Karl Rove, and they have no clue
who he even is.
Or what. Yeah. So there's, first of all, let's talk about some podcasts that we like to listen to that really have a lot of politics. One of your favorites?
I have two favorites. Air America Radio, which is a radio station, but they have...
A podcast.
They have podcasts of the radio shows.
Yeah.
Al Franken, Sam Teter, Janine Garofalo, so on.
They're kind of fun and irreverent. And
it's talk radio.
Yeah, it's
so
goofy. And sometimes it's a little...
Sometimes it's over the top.
Sometimes it's almost like propaganda. It's equally as crazy as that other guy on the
almost,
Republican side.
Yeah, it's almost as out there as Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah,
sometimes.
It gets a little off the edge. And then Democracy Now.
Democracy Now is it's a great source of news. It's a news program. I think it's about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to it every day. They produce it Monday through Friday.
Let's listen to a clip of that.
Okay.
Some real reportage.
Now, Cindy Sheehan, whose son Casey was killed in Iraq, has grabbed international headlines by camping out in Crawford. President Bush mentioned Sheehan by name as he addressed reporters Thursday.
believes this is America. She has the right to her position. And I thought long and hard about her position. I've heard her position from others, which is get out of Iraq now. And it would be a mistake for the security of this country and the ability to lay the foundations for peace in the long run if we were to do so.
President Bush has thus far refused to meet with Cindy Sheehan at his ranch, instead sending emissaries. Sheehan has vowed to remain in Crawford till Bush agrees to meet her. She has also indicated she may camp out at the White House once Bush returns from yet another vacation. He's taken more than 320 days of vacation since assuming the presidency 5 years ago.
320 days. That's almost a year.
He said, out of 5 years of work, he's had a year of vacation.
Yeah.
But he works so hard. Unlike
no, he
us.
Doesn't.
You see,
he doesn't
he
work
deserves
hard.
A year.
No.
Vacation. No.
He takes. I actually have read about what he does during. He doesn't work weekends.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't work nights. He takes a 2-hour break in the middle of his day for exercise.
That. Oh, well, that's important.
Yeah.
Okay, let's leave him out of it just for a minute and talk about the mother who's protesting and
Cindy
who's there.
Sheehan.
She's doing something. She's made an impact. She's made it to the point where President Bush is commenting on her.
Yeah, and he's
rather
she is forcing him to speak.
To speak, and that's pretty cool. And now there's a podcast that I like that's political called Weekly Radio Address, and it's available at weeklyradioaddress.com. And it's not to be confused with Podcast One, which was President Bush's actual weekly radio address.
Fellow Americans, this is George W. Bush. And I've got an important announcement today on Homeland Security. Now, we've taken the war on terror to the terrorists, so they can't get us over here. We're killing people in other places, overseas, so that way Americans are safe. War protects us all.
As stupid as Bush sounds.
And we are more important than those other people.
That's
we're Americans.
Implicit message.
Yeah.
Well, I'm most important. I got the whole Secret Service protecting me. You just got... I don't know what you got, but I got Secret Service protecting me. I got planes, tanks, armies, and then there's members of my administration. They're protected with me. We're the first most important people. We got big underground secret bunkers. But you're pretty safe. You're number two on the list. Second most secure. It's a whole ranking system. Me, Dick Cheney, select members of Congress, my administration. So technically speaking, you're probably not two. You may be 13 or 14 on that list. Still, that's pretty good. 6 billion people on the planet, you're number 14. That's good. Everybody else on Earth is number 15. I guess you're pretty low on the list. But be thankful you're on the list. A lot of people ain't even on the list. Terrorists, not on the list. And there's some non-humans that got on that list. Certain primates are protected under law because they're in danger, see. So above you, there's great apes, certain species of whales and dolphins, some owls, southwestern desert tortoise, and the kangaroo rat. And then there's you on the list. God bless you.
We're on the list. So you got your real reporting, and then you have your
That's
social
hilarious.
Commentary, and it's always funny. Those two are both available on iTunes, right? Both podcasts? Is Democracy Now?
Yeah, I think so.
So if you need to subscribe for your daily laugh and your daily dose of reality, he always has, our fake Bush always has something to say about the world. Anyway, I guess there are some websites we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Dailycoast.com, DAILY.KOS.
I don't know the URL.
Oh, I'm sorry, DAILKOS.com. That's
okay.
Daily Coast.
You
and
found
then,
it.
Yeah, and
okay.
Then there's MoveOnOrg.com, which once you sign up, they're always sending you pleas to get involved, and they always involve parties or sending
They have a lot of
postcards
good,
or getting
good,
really cool posters and stickers.
Yeah.
And it's usually not like backbreaking work. It's usually some little thing you can do. So I guess I just want to say, you know, have you thought about it lately? And of course not everybody who's listening is a Democrat, but they probably have tuned out already if they're not. But what have you thought, even if you're not a Democrat, or if you're, you know, a Libertarian or a Republican, what have you done lately for your cause? And are you
in your middle adulthood? Are you being generative? That's what I want to know. Oh, and I wanted to finish off with something my mom sent me. And it's a little quote via email. It's kind of funny. Here it is. Okay. They keep talking about drafting a constitution for Iraq. Why don't we just give them ours? It was written by a lot of really smart guys. It's worked for over 200 years, and we're not using it anymore. There you have it. Where do you want to go today?
Commercial,
right? As far as this is a hobby for you,
then. Yeah, this
any
is
any potential for turning it into something?
Probably not. It's fun. Maybe if we see a way, maybe just to cover our costs.
Now for the fun part.
Okay. B-roll.
Yeah, we'll just have you. I'll do
a podcast. So how would you normally go about doing it? Would everybody sit around the computer, or how would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and actually, we probably should
not
chair up if
you
could.
Yeah, let me get my junk out of the way here.
Would you say that you're...
Hold on, Jason. Okay.
Would you say that you are more connected now with your family now than ever? Or?
You should have mentioned, because I forgot to. It was like how it's a good alternative to commercial radio. Too. Because there's a lot of music podcasts, but just for even talk radio, you know, to find your little niche.
Yeah, what your music.
I did.
And also about the hobby versus the business. Is this at all would you consider making things more into? So why do you spend your time? Some people say just who don't know much about podcasting. I don't understand how these people have time to do this.
Well, it's a family thing that we do together. It's a hobby. Gives us a chance to connect, to talk. It forces us to talk together, and we talk about subjects that you know we find interesting. We joke around. We do skits. It's fun. It's a kind of hobby.
As I told the couple that we were working with yesterday, but we'll probably position it in such a way that it works visually. Right, and then I'll probably start stopping a couple of different times.
Okay.
Is this the microphone you speak into?
What's that?
Do you leave it in one spot, or do you hold it?
No, we leave it like in the middle.
Just sit back here.
Right, so try and get the
camera. I'm
going to
position myself right here. And
okay.
I'll probably go a little bit over the shoulder. And
okay.
Mom, Kiko just ate my earring.
What? Fiona, we're podcasting.
Can we talk about this later?
No. My earring. It's like my best earring.
The one your grandma gave you?
Yeah.
The gold one?
Yeah.
With the dolphin on it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you sure she ate it?
Yeah, she ate it. I saw her eating it.
Oh.
She must have been in the mood for some fish. What are we going to do?
What can we do?
I have a Lego Ray that I made out of it.
A Lego Raider?
A Lego Ray? What's that?
It makes like you shrink. Well, then how are we going to use that?
So what do you think? We should shrink down Kiko and make her really small?
No, we should, like, shrink down us and we could go inside of her.
Oh, like a Fantastic Voyage type thing.
Whoa.
Does that
to get the earring.
That's a good idea.
All right, can you show me?
I'm not going, man.
Can you show me how it works, Sam? Show me how the leg ring works.
Okay. There's a code sort of thing, like, that's 1, 2, 8, 9, 1, 2, 8, 9.
So I gotta put I put 1, 2, 8, 9, 1, 2, 8, 9, go.
Do we have to go inside this little Lego ship first? This giant Lego ship that you're gonna shrink down? Good thing you built this giant Lego ship.
Alright, how about I'll operate it and you guys get in it, okay?
Oh, great, you get to stay behind?
Okay, sayonara.
I always have to take the children.
Okay,
places.
1, 2.
He always gets to stay home and do the
1, 2, 8, 9. 1, 2, 8, 9, go. Okay. Oh, okay. Here, let me pick you guys up, and I'll put you on Kiko's fur. Whoops, I dropped them.
How are we going to get into this cat?
I don't know.
Maybe her ear? Maybe. Her nose?
Yeah, how about her ear? No! Well, her mouth! And then
drive the ship into her mouth. You know, we're on our head somewhere. Wait, don't we have a walkie-talkie to communicate with Daddy? Let's ask him where he dropped us.
Okay. Dad, where did you drop us?
I dropped you between her ears, on top of her head.
So which direction should we go to get down into her mouth?
We should go straight down. Let's use the mouse ship. The mouse ship thing.
I'll drive us. Okay, we're on her bridge of her nose now. We're going south towards her
lip. We're going to fall onto her lip.
All right, well, once we get to that little strange lip, we'll go inside. Okay, what's up, Liam?
It looks like a mouse, so it would eat us.
Well.
A mouse.
She's trying to... how's she reacting, Ken? Is she acting weird?
No, she seems okay.
She probably can't even feel us. We're so small. Look how big those teeth are. Oh, my God.
You guys be careful. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do we have any... do you see any earring in her mouth? Maybe it got embedded in her gums or something. That would be simple.
No, I don't see it. I do see a
sort of
thing that looks like a ring,
but no. A ring? Oh, there's my diamond ring from my engagement. No, just kidding. All right, well, who's going to drive us down over her tongue?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
I happen to have in my wallet this handy diagram of a cat. Looks like we're stationed right here in her mouth. We need to go down into her esophagus.
Okay, and then into one of her lungs, maybe?
I hope the earring didn't go into her lungs. It should probably be in her stomach if all's well.
Yeah.
I just hope it gets to avoid the intestines.
Me too.
How are we going to get out?
Oh, and the white blood cells. And the white blood cells.
We got to look out for the white blood cells.
Yeah.
They might attack us. Okay, start driving. Where are we now? Wow.
Okay, now we're in the stomach.
I feel so shook up. I think I'm going to throw up. I feel like I'm going to...
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good, we just got into the stomach.
Did you find the earring yet?
There's a whole bunch of stuff in here. Ew, what's that?
I don't want to know. I think it's a mouse tail.
Ew, a mouse tail. Gross. What's that?
It's like chewed up cat food.
Ew.
And bile. Ew. You see anything shiny?
Not really.
Guys, I gotta tell you something. You gotta find it, and then you gotta climb back out the way you came. Don't go down the other direction.
Oh, yeah, we can't go through that other hole at the bottom there. You see that little hole down there?
Yeah.
If we go down there, we're going through a very long journey through intestines. Okay. So we got to keep the ship away from that hole, Liam. It's like a vortex. Keeps driving, powering away from it. And Fiona and I will look for the gold. Mm. Who's going to go out and get it? Did you make a spacesuit for this?
Mm.
What's
that? Yeah, I have Legos.
Space Legos?
Space
Legos. Look, is that it down there?
No.
What's that then?
That hole.
we'll keep away from the hole. Look, over there.
Oh, look, I see it. It's like that shiny gold thing right there.
Oh, yeah, that looks like it. Okay, you're going out, because I can't stand stomach acid.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, the spaceship thing. Okay. Wait, you need to give me a walkie-talkie first so I can talk to you.
Okay, here's your little walkie-talkie.
Well, what if I get pulled into the hole?
We'll come get you.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah, I have extra ones.
Tie this cord around your waist.
Okay.
I'll hold on to it really tight. If you start to get sucked into the hole, I'll pull you back out.
Yeah, and if she gets sucked into the hole, we have space.
Ken, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Fiona, I'm going in.
Fiona's going in to get it. We found it.
She's going in where?
To out of the ship into this.
Liam did not have time to build a robotic arm in order to fetch it out, so she's got to go.
Yeah, watch out for the acid. It'll eat a hole right through your spacesuit if you're not careful.
How big is that earring compared to you now?
It's...
as big as you?
Yeah, basically.
Giant metal dolphin? I hope you can pick it up. All right, go ahead.
Well, all of you will have to help pull, too.
Yeah, I'll help you, okay?
Okay.
In you go.
Okay. You, what's that?
I'm getting sucked into the hole!
Oh no!
Save me.
Pull the cord, Liam! Pull the cord! Help me pull the cord! Help me! Okay. You okay, Fiona?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. Ooh. I'm back.
You look a little digested. Let's get these digestion enzymes off of you. Maybe you better take a Lego spaceship shower right now.
Yeah.
This is a very large earring. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's really big.
Look. Now we can see on the back. What does it say? Oh, it only says 10 karat gold. How cheap is that? Oh, well. We did it.
Okay.
Well, what do we do
now? We have to go back.
We gotta go back. Ken, we're ready to come back.
Okay. How are you guys gonna get back?
Liam's gonna steer the ship up through the esophagus. Stay away from the hole, Liam. We're getting awfully close to the hole. Okay, looks like we're coming up through the esophagus again. How's Kiko doing? She's not ready to Rolf or anything, is she?
I think she fell asleep.
Oh, good. Okay, we're moving up through the hole. Look at that little uvula thing. That's the back of her mouth.
Watch out, she's starting to cough like she's got a fur ball or something.
Ken, we're in her mouth.
In her mouth right now.
Can you pry her mouth open?
I think I see the ship. There it is. Uh-oh. I forgot the code. What was the code, Liam, to make you guys big again? Was it 867-567-5309-GO?
No, it was 112-899-1.
112-899-1167-5309-GO.
Oh my god, Fiona, you are... that is disgusting.
I know.
She's got to take a shower.
Oh, gross.
That was so cool.
And you too, Liam. You're covered in all that gross...
But look,
what is
she's
that, cat food? Oh, that's disgusting.
No, that's just on the spacesuit stuff.
Oh, but she's got her earring.
That's good.
Yeah. That's the important thing. Mm-hmm. And we all learned something today.
I have to wash my earring out first.
What did we learn?
How gross the inside of a cat is.
Never go in there again.
Good job, guys. And Liam, I must say I'm very impressed at your ability to build this shrink ray out of Legos.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, a famous physicist in her midst, I think.
Well, the magic part that I just found on the ground.
Oh, I see. You just found the magic part. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pretty good.
I used the worst parts I had.
Brilliant. That was quite an adventure, but Ken, did you forget to stop the recording of the podcast this whole time?
Yeah, I think I stopped it.
Oh, okay, good.
I think so, I don't know.
No, it looks
like I still haven't figured out how to use
it. It's playing.
Oh, okay.
Right, we recorded all that. Now everybody's going to know our secret abilities.
Well, nobody listens to this thing anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. If you're a first-time listener via the news or iTunes, we welcome you, and we hope that you come back. Every show we do is completely different from the one before it, so if you liked this, you might want to tune in anyway next time.
And if you didn't, you might not.
Vice versa. And thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, if you want to get more podcasts of Shakespeare Soufflé, you can go to bradley.chicago.il.us/HH, and you can get more. And you can also check out our blogs. There's links on that page to our blogs. And so, hope you enjoyed the show. Do you guys have anything to say?
Not really. My joke of the podcast.
What's, okay, what's your joke of the podcast?
What do you call a chicken that's, I mean, a goose that's going over speed bumps? Oh,
what?
I know this one.
Wait, Fiona, what?
It's called Goosebumps.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have one. Okay, where is the cow's favorite activity?
I don't know. What, Liam?
Going to the movie theaters.
Yeah. All right, that's cool.
Okay, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.